Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back again with a little version of Buy or Sell here on 105.3 The Fan every Tuesday at this time with Sean and RJ. And we will just start it off again, as we like to do, with a little Cowboys angle, taking another quick peek at the NFL statistical leaders through 12 games this season. Guess what? DeMarcus Lawrence is back alone atop the leaderboard in sacks this season. He's got 13 and a half more than Cardinals linebacker Chandler Jones, and a sack more than Jaguars' Calais Campbell. Are you buying or selling that he still winds up as the NFL sack leader by season's end?
I guess I'll buy this. I mean, he's been kids. He had a couple of bad games where he didn't get anything, but I'm going to buy this. I do think that he may end up with the lead. Tough one, right?
Joey Bosa's lurking too. He's sitting there with 11 and a half. I just have a weird feeling. I will sell on this. Don't boo me. I want to be wrong, but I'll sell on this with Calais Campbell, the season he's having, and Joey Bosa lurking. By the way, Terrell Suggs, he's got 10 and a half. When is this guy going to get old? For real. There's another guy on Jacksonville here with 10. I have no idea how to pronounce his name or who he is.
Yannick Noah?
No, not the tennis. I think he's a tennis player. I'll sell on Tank, even though he's got a half sack lead. I hope I'm wrong.
Care to pick someone else? You think it'll be Bosa?
I'll go with Bosa or Calais.
I think he's going to wind up being the sack leader. Hasn't gone more than a two-game stretch at any point this season where he's failed to record a sack. He had two against the Washington Redskins to bring his sack total back to 13.
I just look at the other help that Bosa has on the other side with Ingram, and yeah. I'm like, okay.
By the way, another underrated game of DeMarcus Lawrence's, four forced fumbles on the year.
Yeah.
Something we don't talk about much, but he's getting after the football
awesome
as well.
Awesome season.
Next up in buy or sell. The Philadelphia Eagles have been the class of the NFC all season long, but did wind up losing to the Seahawks on the road this week. And as a result of that loss, the Minnesota Vikings actually own the tiebreaker and would be the number one seed. That tiebreaker being decided right now by their records against common opponents. Are you buying or selling the Philadelphia Eagles still doing enough by season's end to gain the number one seed in the NFC?
I didn't even think about this point until Roy brought it up in the commercial break. He's like, what's the easiest game you assume? Well, I guess I should take that back, because you could assume the Giants, you could assume the Raiders, but I was banking on the Eagles to mail it in.
Yeah.
Right? For the past month. And then you look up and that's not probably going to be the case. Minnesota's 10-2 and the Saints are there at 9-3. The Rams are 9-3. So the Eagles, depending on how much, and you think they would want to get home field advantage to have people go to that dump in Philadelphia, it's looking like they're not going to mail it in for us that final game.
Yeah, disappointing.
Right?
Yeah, that's bad.
How you can be 10-2 and not be the leader in your conference? What a kick
in
the stone.
It is. I expect Minnesota to Minnesota. I expect them to come back to earth.
When?
I don't know.
Based
I don't know. The
what?
Bubble's got to burst. Because you have Case Keenum as your quarterback. Got to burst. At some point, the bubble has to come back down to earth.
Hopefully at Carolina. Here are their next three games. And look, we want Philly to get the overall number one seed. Minnesota's at Carolina. Bengals at home. At Green Bay.
Well, we want them to beat Carolina, though.
Yes. Yes. It's very difficult. It's very twisted.
It is.
We want
twisted.
Carolina to lose that game, come back to us for the wild card, but at some point you want Minnesota to lose and Philly to settle into the number two seed. Just lock into something before the final week, please.
It's going to be tough for them to lock it in, as the New Orleans Saints are lurking right behind them at 9-3, both behind the Minnesota
Vikings.
We're
not making the playoffs.
No.
Negative Nancy. What's
table.
Up next?
Run the table.
Sorry.
Hidden
Run
by
it.
Herself.
We're not making the playoffs. I'm willing to do something crazy publicly if I have to. If you want to come up with something, if we do make the playoffs.
If they make it?
If they make it.
Okay.
Think of something.
Fan texters, 877-881-1053. Come up with something crazy for Sean to do if the Cowboys do wind up making the playoffs. How's that sound?
I'd love to be wrong.
Speaking of the Seahawks beating the Eagles, Russell Wilson had another ridiculous performance Sunday night, accounting for more than 250 yards in his third straight three-touchdown game. I mentioned this fact yesterday. His 15 touchdowns in the fourth quarter have already tied Eli Manning's record-setting mark from 2011. Are you buying or selling? Russell Wilson is now the second favorite. I'm going to put him behind Brady still to win the MVP award in the NFL.
Sell. You cannot make a case that he's ahead of Wentz. You could barely make a case Brady's ahead of Wentz. Barely. And I wouldn't even say you can make a case that Brady's ahead of Wentz. Carson Wentz is the MVP. And if he's not, it's a shame. Even as great of a season as Tom's having, and Tom's having the best... second best season of his career behind 07. And
I love how you know every single number of Tom Brady. You study it like a hawk. It's awesome.
Well, I like to study mediocrity.
I know.
You know, because
I know.
Just
it you still fight the Peyton battle.
I don't have to fight it. You guys are the one fighting. I'm not fighting anything.
Okay.
It's Russell Wilson doesn't have a prayer.
How did you phrase it, Roy? The exact question?
I said, is Russell Wilson the second favorite to win the MVP behind Tom Brady?
No. Carson Wentz and Tom Brady. Although, let me own this. As I have been a Russell Wilson hater, what he has been doing here as of late, I mean, I gotta have the egg on my face. It is fun watching him play. I've always gotten on him for not being straight up pocket passer, but I still don't, you know, he's never had great wide receivers. And this guy, he's just carrying them. When you look at the percentage of offense that he is responsible for, compared to the other guys in the league, he's literally carrying them on offense. They have no running game. They've had offensive line questions. Jimmy Graham's been an overall disappointment. The wide receivers are little shrimps. I mean, I'm wrong on him. I'm wrong on him big time right now, but he is not in the top two. It's an easy sell.
All right, both of you selling on the idea of Russell Wilson being right behind Tom Brady in the MVP conversation. Next up in buy or sell. John Fox again having to defend one of his coaching decisions this weekend. Here's the situation. The Bears were leading by 2 points. They had all three timeouts remaining. The Niners, driving at the 18-yard line, were down by 1 point. All they needed was a field goal to wind up taking the lead. What eventually happened is they ran the ball on first and second down, causing the Bears to call two timeouts. They ended up getting a first down, causing the Bears to call their third and final timeout, and were then able to run the clock down to kick a game-winning field goal as time expired. Are you buying or selling that John Fox made another coaching blunder by allowing the Niners to run the clock down and kick a game-winning field goal?
John Fox makes all kinds of coaching blunders.
Second one of the year, he challenged his own fumble call that got his team to lose the ball when it was overturned earlier this season.
Yeah, he thought it was a touchdown, and that turned out to be a touchback. Yeah, of course. Of course I'm going to buy that he, you know, allowed the Niners to run the clock down.
So he should have let him score, because if you let him score, you're letting him score a touchdown.
What yard line were they on?
They were on the 18-yard line with less than 2 minutes to go. If you let them score, okay, they're scoring a touchdown. They still would have had to complete the 2-point conversion to go up by 7, which I guess is your chance, but you are down by a score. However, you get the ball back with all three timeouts and potentially a minute 30 on the clock.
You know, when you're on the 18, that's a little different to me than sitting there at the 5. If you didn't allow it from the 5, who's to say that San Fran wouldn't have, you know, run it down and, you know, kneeled at the 5 or the 4? So I won't kill. John Fox getting killed enough. They don't have talent there, by the way, either.
No, they don't.
I know John Fox getting run out of town. Name me a wide receiver. Tell me one of the names of the wide receivers who's not hurt, like that kid that they
Cam
drafted.
Cam Meredith. We drafted him. Yep. We drafted him.
Oh, the exclusive?
The exclusive yeah. Drafted
so,
him.
So, look, John Fox, you want to run him out of town, fine, but let's not pretend like the Chicago Bears have any talent whatsoever. Ever.
I'm going to change my thing. I'm going to sell that he made a coaching blunder. I'm with Sean on this one. I mean, from the 18, I mean, you could, that's not a chip shot. Guys miss extra points all the time.
Chicago, we don't talk enough about the historic franchise that they are being terrible. They're a beating to watch. You cannot make me watch a Chicago Bears game.
Look at the major markets in the NFL.
Giants.
The Giants are terrible.
Jets.
The biggest market.
Jets have been surprising.
But they have, you know, 30% of the fan base that the Giants have.
Chicago.
Chicago's terrible. San Francisco, terrible.
Yeah.
Raiders, disappointing.
Houston.
Houston. L.A. doesn't care.
Yeah.
You want to know why the NFL ratings are down? Mm. You could kind of point to that, too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.